Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo ihr Speed Learner da draußen, herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge. Es geht um die Vergangenheit wieder. Die Vergangenheit ist ja wichtig, wenn man über die Vergangenheit sprechen kann, zeigt man, dass man Ahnung von der Fremdsprache hat. Die meisten neuen Lerner oder Anfänger einer Sprache benutzen die Gegenwartsform, um Dinge aus der Vergangenheit zu beschreiben. Und heute geht es um die Woche. Was war also letzte Woche? Was ist so bei dir passiert? Und wir hören mal rein, was Jonathan hier für Vorschläge macht.
Hello and welcome back. Today we are going to talk about what happened in the past, using the different times. Repeat after me. Last Monday I had a car accident.
Last Monday I had a car accident.
Last Tuesday I had to go to hospital.
Last Tuesday I had to go to hospital.
Last Wednesday my dog died.
Last Wednesday my dog died.
Last Thursday I failed the exam.
Last Thursday I failed the exam.
Last Friday I had a power outage in the house.
Last Friday I had a power outage in the house.
Last Saturday there was an earthquake in our town.
Earthquake? Was?
Last Sunday my best friend was arrested by the police.
Last Saturday my best friend was arrested by the police.
The last week has really been a nightmare.
The last week has really been a nightmare.
Now I'm going to ask you questions and you please answer yes.
Okay.
Or no.
Okay.
Whichever is right.
Right.
Did you have a car accident last Monday?
No, I didn't have a car accident last Monday.
Did you have to go to hospital last Tuesday?
No, I didn't have to go to hospital last Tuesday.
Did your dog die last Wednesday?
No, my dog didn't die last Wednesday.
Did you fail your exam last Thursday?
No, I didn't fail my exam last Thursday.
Did you have a power outage in your house last Friday?
No, I didn't have a power outage in my house last Friday.
Did you have an earthquake in your town last Saturday?
No earthquake in our town last Saturday.
Was your best friend arrested last Sunday?
Well, I have to phone him. I'm not sure, maybe.
That's working out pretty well already.
Thank you.
Now I ask you, what happened last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on? Answer truthfully, and if you are missing vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. What happened last Monday?
Last Monday I went to the Christmas market in Strasbourg and it was really amazing. I've spent a good time there and I really liked it.
What happened last Tuesday?
Last Tuesday I went to the Christmas market in Mainz. It was really amazing and I liked it. Yes.
What happened last Wednesday?
Last Wednesday I went to the cinema with my son and we had a good time. We were watching a nice film and ate a lot of popcorn there.
What happened last Thursday?
Last Thursday I visited my parents and did the shopping with them and of course we went to the Christmas market in Speyer.
What happened last Friday?
Last Friday I went to the Christmas market in Landau and I really enjoyed it. They had a lot of hot wine and I drank some of them.
What happened last Saturday?
Well, last Saturday I went to the forest for a walk to get rid of my Glühwein headache.
What happened last Sunday?
Last Sunday I went to the Christmas market in Traben-Trarbach and it was an underground Christmas market and it was really nice. I enjoyed it and had a good time.
Wow. That was quite an achievement. Now repeat this exercise a few more times as you learned it in the earlier videos and then tell someone how your week was. You can tell a friend, a pet or a houseplant. It doesn't matter, the important thing is that you speak actively.
Ja, also du hast richtig gehört. Übrigens, wir haben dieses Bing rausgelöscht aus diesen ganzen Aufnahmen, weil die Hunde unserer Kunden verrückt geworden sind, wenn immer dieses Bing zu hören war. Und ich mittlerweile auch. Also auf jeden Fall, jetzt geht es darum, dass du über die letzte Woche sprechen lernst. Und wir haben ja bei unserem Avatar-Training ein paar Sachen jetzt modifiziert, verbessert. Das heißt, wenn du an der Speed Learning School dieses Avatar-Training besuchst, dann hast du den kompletten Text auf Deutsch, den kompletten Text auf Englisch, Du hast die 100 wichtigsten Ausdrücke der englischen Sprache. Du hast das Vokabelverzeichnis sortiert nach Häufigkeit, dass du weißt, welche Wörter der insgesamt 2400 Wörter, die dieser Kurs umfasst, am häufigsten vorkommen. Du hast die MP3-Dateien für die englischen Aufnahmen, sodass du ganz entspannt diese Texte auch durchgehen kannst. Hier geht es jetzt also darum, über die letzte Woche zu sprechen. Jonathans letzte Woche war nicht die beste. Dennoch kannst du das natürlich entsprechend für dich anpassen. Du kannst jetzt gleich diese Übung hier im Podcast nochmal machen, kannst stoppen, wann immer du mehr Zeit brauchst. Und du findest ansonsten in dem Link zur Videobeschreibung auch, in der Podcast-Beschreibung auch den Link zu einem Probetraining für unser Avatar-Training. Kannst du es dir mal in Ruhe angucken. Ja, und dann würdest du quasi jede Woche 3 Lektionen freigeschaltet bekommen. Guck dir einfach mal entspannt an. Aber jetzt erzähle mit Jonathan, wie deine Woche war. Und danach erzähle es nochmal einem Freund, einem Haustier, einer Pflanze. Ganz egal, Hauptsache du kommst ins Sprechen. Ich wünsche dir jetzt viel Spaß bei dieser Übung. Und dann hören wir uns beim nächsten Mal wieder. Bis dann.
Hello and welcome back. Today we are going to talk about what happened in the past, using the different times. Repeat after me. Last Monday I had a car accident. Last Tuesday I had to go to hospital. Last Wednesday my dog died. Last Thursday I failed the exam. Last Friday I had a power outage in the house. Last Saturday there was an earthquake in our town. Last Sunday my best friend was arrested by the police. The last week has really been a nightmare. Now I'm going to ask you questions and you please answer yes or no. Whichever is right. Did you have a car accident last Monday? Did you have to go to hospital last Tuesday? Did your dog die last Wednesday? Did you fail your exam last Thursday? Did you have a power outage in your house last Friday? Did you have an earthquake in your town last Saturday? Was your best friend arrested last Sunday? That's working out pretty well already. Now I ask you. What happened last Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? And so on. Answer truthfully and if you are missing vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Are you ready? Here we go. What happened last Monday? What happened last Tuesday? What happened last Wednesday? What happened last Thursday? What happened last Friday? What happened last Saturday? What happened last Sunday? Wow. That was quite an achievement. Now repeat this exercise a few more times as you learned it in the earlier videos and then tell someone how your week was. You can tell a friend, a pet or a houseplant. It doesn't matter, the important thing is that you speak actively.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.